whose end result would remain unchanged?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Well, I see in the paper that Chuck Berry's going to jail.
Is he going to play a concert in there, Mr. Jesse?
No, Leon, he's being sent to jail. He's going to be a prisoner.
Who?
Chuck Berry.
The Rifleman, Sam, from the television.
No, Leon, that was Chuck Connors.
You know Chuck Berry, Leon. He played for Baltimore. He could really catch that ball.
No, Sam, that was Raymond Berry.
Who went to jail?
Chuck Berry.
When?
Well, just this week, I think.
How come?
Well, I guess they just now found him guilty. I don't know.
Well, what's he guilty of, Jesse?
Well, he never paid no income tax on $200,000.
Never paid no income tax?
On $200,000.
Yeah, well, that's what the paper says. His untold wealth got him sent to jail.
How long did he get?
Yeah, Mr. Jesse, how long is he going to have to stay in jail?
Well, the paper says about 4 months.
The paper wouldn't lie.
No, sir, paper wouldn't lie.
That's going to be tough on a fella that's been living high, going to jail like that.
No income tax on $200,000. Let's see now. 4 months in jail, that'd be a pretty good salary.
Yeah, that'd be, how many notes is that?
A bunch of them, Leon, divided by 4 months.
Yeah, divided by, there's 5 days in a week, and in 4 months?
You can't count the days, Leon. He was a guitar picker. He worked at night.
Oh, yeah. Now, how many notes was that?
Sam, Leon, you can't figure exactly how much tax he owed because you don't know how many deductions he had.
Deductions?
Well, we could guess at it, Jesse. We could get pretty close, I bet.
How many nights in 4 months?
He owed more than we make, I bet.
Well, I'm pretty sure he did, Sam.
Well, what if you counted me in that?
Well, Leon, I believe we could add your net worth to either column and the end result would remain unchanged.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jesse.
Whose end result?
Thank you.